is today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. The government has revealed the next steps of development for Northern Powerhouse Rail. MPs and local leaders have approved plans for NPR to serve Manchester Airport and Warrington Bank Quay, which would create direct connections between the airport and several towns and cities across the north. Journey times between Liverpool and Manchester Piccadilly could be cut by a third, while capacity could also treble between Liverpool and Leeds, offering an additional 2,100 seats every hour in both directions. The combined authorities in Greater Manchester and the Liverpool City region will also benefit from over £1.7 billion from the City Regional Sustainable Transport Settlement from now until 2027. Transport for the North has published an ambitious plan for sustainable and inclusive economic growth in the North, enabled by transformational connectivity. The new strategic transport plan outlines plans for a transformational transport infrastructure that could bring an additional £118 billion to the Northern economy by 2050. It lays out proposals to create better connectivity in the North, stimulating economic growth and in turn supporting the decarbonisation of the transport system. And long-distance operator Cross Country has secured a further 5 Voyager trains from rolling stock company Beacon Rail, in addition to the 7 trains secured last October. These 12 extra trains will enter operation from May 2025, boosting capacity on north-south routes by over 36,000 seats per week. A new timetable has also been proposed for May 2025, which will see the introduction of more services and longer trains across the network, especially on Cross Country's busy Reading to Newcastle corridor. Cross Country has also announced the complete refurbishment of both its train fleets, transforming the onboard experience of customers by summer 2026. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.